Oh my God. Okay. Don't freak out. It's just your friend being dragged away in a net by an invisible force. It's only a fishing boat. How far can she go? I've got this, Liza. Hold on.
I'm okay. The net came loose when I hit the water. I think the waves took it.
Ugh, well, there goes my proof. But at least you're okay.
Do you know anything about engines?
No. You?
No.
And I really don't want radioing the psycho inventor to be our first option, so I guess we'll wing it. Can you get me the toolbox from the shelf back there? What?
The toolbox hit me in the head.
You mean it slipped out of your hands, or?
No. It flew off the shelf and hit me in the head.
Hey, Carlton, you may want to put that engine repair on hold and get up here.
All right, so I'll stay by the radio, as well as read through these sources containing Hainsbury's maritime statutes. Frank, perhaps you and Miss Kelly could observe the water for any unusual activity and. Are either of you listening? I suppose that I'll just start reading then.
I know what you're doing, Frank.
What?
You are not going to ruin Elliot and Eliza's relationship before it even
What
starts.
about Elliot's and my epic friendship? I got him to be my science buddy first. Ergo, I have dibs.
You can't call dibs on people!
Why not?
Because it's selfish, Frank. And super immature. And kind of weird. I mean, if Elliot really is your friend.
Science buddy, name patent pending, but continue.
You'd want him to be happy, and you and I both know that being with Liza would make him happy.
Psh, yeah, happy and stupid.
Frank!
Okay, you're right. But if the whole thing implodes, you cannot trust me with the fallout. Last time I tried to help somebody out of a breakup, I ended up having to find a place to dump 40 pygmy rabbits, 2 crates of Canadian fireworks, and an amount of banana pudding the FDA described as an unexpected potential biohazard. Man, that was a crazy 5 hours.
Yeah, okay, I'll take care of it. Just promise me that you're not serious about sabotaging any more potential relationships.
You got it, lady!
Good. Now, maybe we can try to focus on helping Elliot get Liza's attention.
I must say that you both are missing out on some fascinating information regarding Hainsbury's history. Gosh, I love research.
At least he doesn't have any problems expressing love for things. I guess we should probably talk to him about this, huh?
That sounds like a lot of work. Can't we just cut to the other boat so we don't have to do anything?
What are you talking about?
Jeez, what happened to you guys? You're both soaked.
The ghost fish attacked us. They dragged me overboard.
And then I jumped in to grab this.
A net.
The net the ghost fish destroyed and then tried to use to murder Liza.
You jumped overboard for a net?
I know it sounds crazy, but I promise it really happened. There was nothing else that could have thrown me like that. There are definitely ghost fish out there.
I'm sorry, am I the only one still hung up on the whole net thing? I'm just having a really hard time trying to get past that.
It was fine. I can handle a little water. And if you want more evidence, you should see what Liza and I found when we got back here.
A mini fridge.
Looks like Clay and his friends like to keep food in here. You might want to check inside.
Ugh, what the hell is that? Is that supposed to be food?
It's a chocolate cake. And yeah, it's not pretty.
It's full of holes.
Not holes, bite marks. Guess the ghost fish like chocolate.
Makes sense to me. I'm pretty sure they couldn't eat it when they were alive, so why wouldn't they be obsessed with it now? Hey, Elliot, you should make a note of that. Over.
What? No, kid, don't make note of.
Note, ghost fish like chocolate. Over and out.
How do we know it wasn't a totally normal, living person who ate this thing? And I'm calling it a thing because I'm not even sure you can call it a cake at this point. I'm pretty sure that if these things are supposed to be dead, they wouldn't be able to eat.
Okay, then how do you explain the residue all over it?
Residue?
Ectoplasm.
What? Are you kidding me? This again?
I don't think this is the boat rocking.
Something's ramming us.
What is that?
I don't know. It's under the water. I can't see it. It's gonna smash the hull.
It's trying to sink us.
Wait, I have an idea. Orville, can you telekinesis that cake from the fridge to out here?
I don't think telekinesis is a verb, but...
Orville, just do it!
Okay.
Oh, I get it. Good idea, Liza. Hey, Carlton, bet you're glad we brought these ghost traps now.
You think Frankenstein's stupid movie props actually work?
Don't think we have much of a choice once that thing in the water gets the scent of that cake.
For the last time, there aren't any...
Whoa.
It's... a fish.
And?
It's... glowing and floating and...
And?
You're not gonna get me to say it.
Oh, come on! You know what? Let's just get this over with before it eats our only bait. Yes! Got it! Carlton, you okay?
Huh? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just... I think it passed through me on the way in there.
Are you sure? Because you look a little shaken up. Almost like you've seen a ghost.
Finish that sentence, and I'll drown myself in the ocean.
Okay. But look at the bright side.
Oh, what bright side?
Now you can say you actually believe in what you do for a living.
Did you see that? The trap actually worked. Frank, you... Why are you staring at me like that?
Like what?
I've lived through several of history's greatest atrocities. I know the look of someone who thinks that they're looking at a doomed man.
Oh, doomed is putting it mildly, buddy.
Frank!
What? You're the one who told me!
Pardon me. Told you what?
Yeah, and you said you're going to stop acting crazy.
Please, if it isn't too much trouble, could someone tell me what's going
on? I've always been crazy! You just made me worse!
Shut the hell up and tell me what you're going on about, you idiots!
I'm sorry, but I'm actually starting to grow concerned about you both. So could you please tell me what it is about me that has got you both acting so irrational?
Wait, don't tell me you don't know.
No, I have no idea as to what you could be referring.
Ah, buddy, I hate to tell you this, but you've got it bad for Liza.
Got it bad?
You know, you have the hots for her, you're head over heels, you wanna get with...
You love her.
But, No. No.
Hey, that's the same thing I said.
No! I have been on this earth for over a millennium, and in all of that time, I have never had feelings of a romantic nature for anyone. I had just assumed that I had had a sort of all-encompassing love for all things, or at the very least a prevalent indifference. How could that possibly have changed? No, I don't think it ever could. I'm sorry to disappoint you both.
No, you're into her.
Really into her.
Seriously into her.
We made a list.
A list?
Of things you do that prove you love her.
It's actually pretty thorough. We worked hard on it. Maybe we should just read it.
Good idea!
Do you really believe in this idea that intensely?
Elliot, honey, we don't just believe. We know. Everyone knows.
Well, all right. If you're so certain. What is it that I do to convey my feelings?
Oh, one second. One thing Ginny noticed is that you, hold on, let me read here. You can't hear somebody say her name without... I can't read this part.
Hmm? Oh, sighing like a lovesick idiot.
Hmm. Well, I'm not sure that it is truly fair to imply that I react that way every time I hear her name. That is, this isn't a romantic comedy film or a children's cartoon, but a very real, subtle...
Liza.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And that's not even all of it.
It isn't.
Nope. We also wrote down that you can't get within 5 feet of her without stammering and losing about 93.86% of your coordination. I did the numbers on that one.
Oh, no. I can't have a romantic interest in Miss Liza. No. We are contributors to this organization and mustn't let any feelings affect the quality of our work.
Wait, so you're not gonna do anything about it?
No.
Oh, come on! Just when I finally get invested, you're gonna back out? Ugh, lame.
What I think Frank means is you can't ignore your feelings. That never ends well for, like, anybody.
Do you really think that I should say something?
Yes, because you love her. And you know, I think she might like you too.
She does? Oh dear. Oh my, what a dilemma.
Looks like we might have a bigger one.
Ghostfish! Quick, turn on the trap!
Right. Miss Kelly, I regret to inform you that,
What is it, Elliot?
There isn't just one ghost.
Huh?
There must be hundreds of them.
Uh-huh.
I think we're gonna need a bigger trap. Ah! Cut to the other boat! Cut to the other boat!
I can't believe it. We trapped a... And Clay said there were more of these? How are we supposed to find and trap them all in one night?
Don't think that'll be a problem, Carlton. Look.
Whoa! All right. Guess it's time to take some action. And the engine is still out.
Liza went down to check on it.
What? When?
A couple of minutes after we caught the ghost fish. It wasn't hard to fix.
What did you do?
Caked it until it started again.
Smart. Okay, let's go save B-Team. I can steer this thing. Pryor, how many traps do we have?
Not enough for all those fish.
We're gonna have to make it work. B-Team, come in. Come in, B-Team. Over.
Ghost fish! Too many ghost fish! Over! They're all over me! Oh, so slimy!
Wait, don't go any further. If we get too close to their boat, we'll have ghost fish on top of us, too.
Well, how are we supposed to get to them from all the way over here?
I think we're gonna have to swim for it.
Okay, traps are ready. What's the plan, Carlton?
Oh, right. Plan.
You didn't come up with a plan? We're feet away from a swarm of ghosts that are attacking our teammates, and you don't have a plan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been a little busy coping with the fact that a good chunk of what I know about life and what comes after is a lie!
Well, what do you suppose we do then?
My first thought? Rush in there brazenly without thinking ahead!
But...
Hope you can swim!
You know, what the hell?
Right behind you.
Okay, I'll admit it. Not the worst start for not having a plan.
Yeah, well, I think how it goes from here is gonna depend on how many of those ghosts are still hanging around. Oh, crap.
Hi, Carlton. Wow, are we glad to see you.
Yeah, I gave Miriam almost all the traps.
Well, here, catch!
Hey, thanks, buddy. Gotcha! Oh yeah, that is awesome!
Ginny, kid, here.
Thank you.
Oh, no, wait, Mr. Carlton, I can't catch. Oh!
So, are we just going to throw traps around, or are we going to do our job?
Heck yeah! I ain't afraid of no wait, copyright, darn it. Whatever, let's do this!
You know, I'll admit, Prior, I think I'm starting to see the upside of this whole believing in ghosts thing.
It's way more fun than the alternative, isn't it?
Hey, look out on your left.
Got it.
Orville, when did you get here?
Same time as you. I just levitated over here instead of swimming.
Right. Wait, then why did you let us swim over here like idiots?
I was going to tell you, but you seemed pretty preoccupied at the time.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Hey, don't move. There's one right behind you. Got it. You okay?
Die. Well,
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
He really does need our help on this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, I think I'm gonna like being a wingman.
Me too.
Crap, I'm out of traps.
Me too.
I think we're down to the last one.
But there are still ghosts left.
That doesn't mean it's all over. Frankenstein, you think you can rig the trap to hold more than one ghost?
Aye, aye, Captain, but it might take me a few minutes. Normally, I'd kill to be the distraction in this scenario. Actually, I've been preparing an elaborate juggling-slash-interpretive dance routine for such an occasion, but...
Don't worry about it. I've already got something in mind.
What do you mean by something?
I'm gonna be the distraction. I thought that was obvious.
You know, saying something vague and then running off doesn't make you look any more heroic. We're doomed.
More like he's doomed. Look.
What the hell is he doing?
He appears to be holding something, although I haven't the slightest idea what it is.
Hey! Hey!
Wait, he's yelling something!
Ghost fish things! I've got something for ya!
Miriam, I think I know what he's holding.
Yeah, me too. Chocolate cake. Oh my god, it's actually working.
But if they're all going for the cake, and Mr. Carlton is holding the cake, wouldn't that put him in immediate danger?
Run, Carlton! Run!
Ah, any time now, Frankenstein!
Almost got it! Booyah! Hey, Carlton! What do you want me to do with... Are you sure? Because you're really far away and I'm not really what you'd call athletic, and this thing isn't meant to float!
Just throw it!
Throwing it! Yeah!
Okay. You want cake? Come get it!
Did he just jump off the boat?
Yep. And it looks like he took the ghost fish with him. Man, that cake must be awesome!
How long do you think they'll stay down there?
Maybe I should go in after him. No, he'll be fine, right?
That for somebody who doesn't believe in ghosts.
Awesome!
Yay!
Not bad. Not bad at all.
So you got him?
As far as we know, but just in case there are any still hanging around out there, you and your buddies might want to consider tossing a bar or two of chocolate into the water every once in a while.
Chocolate?
Trust us, it works.
Okay, whatever you say. Ah, man, this is a huge relief. Anything we can do to repay you guys?
Oh, you don't need to give us any...
Actually, we'd really appreciate it if you spread the word about this around town. It'd be nice not to have people openly avoid us for a change.
Oh, yeah, you got it. People ought to know about you guys. I mean, you may not be the most normal bunch, but, you know, maybe that's what we need right now. I should, Probably let the others in on the news. Really, thanks for this.
Huh, nice save. Don't know why I didn't think of it.
You're probably still a little waterlogged from that ridiculous move you made back there.
Hey, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I kind of like the crazy ghost hunter bit. It suits you.
Thanks. Maybe this system we have, with me being the skeptic in charge and you being the right-hand believer, I don't think it's working for us.
I'd call that an understatement. How many times did your annoying disbelief get in our way tonight?
Yeah, well, at least I didn't almost shoot a guy because I thought he was a ghost.
Okay, fair.
Right, so maybe this captain could use a little more than a first mate.
How about a partner?
Read my mind. Partners?
Partners.
Hey, Elliot.
Gah! Oh, hey, hey, hi, hello. Hello, Miss Liza. Come to rest after a long night of spectral pursuits?
No, I came by because I saw you sitting by the van alone looking at a ghost trap. I thought you could use some company. We're not going to keep those ghost fish stuck in those things forever, are we?
Oh, well, I was actually just thinking. If even fish have the, potential to exist in a phantasmal state, then we can assume that there are likely other life forms that have that same potential, some of which we might encounter in the future. And, we certainly can't continue to simply trap them with little to no intention of release.
Do you think we could figure out a place to send them? Maybe if we use that setup you organized in the library.
You know about my research system?
Yeah. This isn't the first time I've had 9 roommates. I'm pretty good at caring about people and their hobbies.
Oh.
Let me know if you ever need help. I've lived in that house long enough to know where a lot of the good stuff is hidden.
Yes. That would be great. You helping, that is. But I will also let you know that when it comes to libraries, I do have several years of experience. You'll, have to try hard to keep up. Oh no, that sounds awful. I'm so sorry.
I think I can manage.
Oh, that is hard to watch.
Ugh, is he leaning on the van, or is he trying to scratch his back like a bear?
At least he's talking in full sentences now.
Oh, you think we had something to do with that?
Oh, can we say we did?
I would. I can hear them thinking about each other. I thought it was a lot before, but now it's almost nonstop. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Maybe we should put an end to this awkward flirt fest. Ugh. Let's head home.
Oh, I'll drive!
No, wait. You know what? We took on an army of ghostfish last night. A ride in a speeding metal death trap sounds like a nice break.
What? No, that can't be it! You heard them, Nate. They've barely been at this more than a couple weeks. Those ghosts should have drowned them before the night was out.
So much for your big, scary revenge plot, huh? Does this mean we can get out of here now?
Oh, we've barely started. Just because one plan didn't pan out doesn't mean I don't have more.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Come on, Nate. Time to go back to the drawing board.
Oh.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro. Featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigations spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velick. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, and Facebook at wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating, and cut to the other boat.